Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Samaz Sam Ashik. I can't believe as soon as I get online, a ambulance or police or whatever, it never fails, does it not? I don't care what time of the day I'm doing it. That's what happens. Hello, everybody. If you are unfamiliar with me, my name is Sam Ashik, and I have been doing this for good for maybe 8 years, but not like every month or whatever, because I've been taking so many hiatuses anyway, but I've learned to just come back and do my thing and leave if I need to. This is Monday morning, like it is the 13th of May. God, can you believe it's already May 13th? I can't. Looks like it's just a couple of days ago. Well, not a couple of days, but couple of weeks ago, it looks like it was December, and bringing that up, and before I bring that up, I apologize that I'm always all over the place as far as my morning shows go. Things are going to be changing. I don't know what my new schedule is going to be at my job, and I honestly do not know what time I'm going to be or what even days I'm going to be on air, so I'm going to have to find out what time, what days I'm on air, and so forth, because they're changing our schedule, and I'm so kind of pissed off about that, because I just did an intro maybe about 2 weeks ago of the time I was going to do, which would have been 8 o'clock on Monday morning and 9 o'clock on Friday evening, and now I don't know where, if that's going to even be something I can possibly do. So I need to change that around. I know I've been telling you guys that I was going to stay faithful to this, but I'll be honest with you. When I get home, I become this lazy person. I honestly have every intent to do what I say I'm going to do, but it looks like when I get home, just all my energy just flows out of me. And probably because once I do leave my job, me and my boo bear, we go straight to go get something to eat. And once we eat, come back home, I just don't feel like doing anything. My energy is just really just gone. And that's something I'm honestly going to see my doctor about, because I shouldn't be this lack of energy. But then again, it's always something else going. I wake up maybe 2 or 3 times a night. I went to bed last night about 9:30, then woke back up at 1. See, I'm already yawning again. I can't believe it. Woke back up at 1, went to sleep about 3. No, I'm sorry. Went to sleep about 4:30. And then was up again at 8 o'clock. This is my day off, and I really wanted to get some more sleep. You can hear me now. I'm like, I don't know, I'm just drained. I guess it's getting up in the, you know, during the day. It has a lot to do with me not being able to have too much energy. And it has a lot to do with being a diabetic, which I promise you I will be talking about that. Not today, of course, but I will be talking about that as well. So, I appreciate you guys, asking me where am I, what's going to, it's just craziness. It's just really, really is. I want to start doing the things that I love to do, like my Sims and other things I wanted to do. Like I was talking about doing a talk show back on SL, not to get involved with SL again, but to do a talk show on SL that I would be allowing. Why did I use the word allow? That I would be oh my God. Let's moving on to greener pastures. Happy Mother's Day for those who are mothers from yesterday. Yesterday was really kind of a, I don't want to say sad, but kind of melancholy for me yesterday, because I really miss, you know, my mother and my grandmother. And yesterday was just a remembrance of it. And it was kind of, you know, sad. You see so many people talk about their mothers and everything, but I wanted to make sure that I greeted all the mothers that I talked to and let them know that, you know, it's a happy day. It's your day. I know a lot of people think that, oh God, here we go. This is a reason to do cards. And it is a reason to do cards, you know. And I love sending out gifts and cards and letters and things like that. I really do. And I need to start getting back into things. Which, speaking of, you guys are going to go, you have got to be kidding. I still have not sent out some of my Christmas gifts. And I know. I really wish that I have done this, but I have not. I plan on sending it out probably this week. And I know you guys are probably going, yeah, right. But I truly, truly am going to send it out. I made provisions for it. I'm going to do it, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm hoping when I speak to you guys next, Bunny, I'll be like, you know what? I actually sent it out. I was talking to a friend of mine at work, and I was explaining to her about Diva, how Diva doesn't drink milk. She doesn't like tuna. She doesn't like shrimp, anything like that. And each time we fed it to her, she just basically has not enjoyed it. She won't eat it. Well, this cat really made me out of a liar. We had no food for her. Buddha forgot to get the food for her, so he went in the kitchen. He's like, he got the tuna. We got the tuna from Trader Joe's, and I'll tell you guys the reason why I think this was the reason that happened. But we got the tuna from Trader Joe's, and as soon as he opened it up, she went berserk. I kid you not. She act like she was meowing. I've never heard her meow that much, because normally when she eats, she's a very, very good cat. She's very obedient as far as that goes. You know, when she's hungry, she'll meow at you like maybe a couple of times, and then she'll go and stand in front of her bowl. Or, you know, if she's thirsty or whatever, she'll stand in front of her bowl till you come out there and you feed it to her. She's never like one of those cats that like loses their mind once you pour the food in. But this time he opened up this can of tuna, and she was going crazy meowing. And he looked at me, he says, what? Because he was like, I was saying, no, she's not going to eat it. There's no way. And he was like, oh, she better eat it or she'll starve. That's how he reacts to certain things when it comes to her, even though he loves her to death. He knows he does. So he opened up the can of tuna and put it in her bowl. And at first I was thinking, she's not going to eat it. She smells it, you know, because anytime I have made tuna salad or something, she smells it and we try to give her a little bit, she won't eat it. It's like she likes the smell. The smell must be appealing to her, but she won't eat it. She just doesn't. So he put it in her bowl, and I'm telling you, she went crazy eating it. To the point I really wondered who this cat was. Seriously, she started gobbling it up. She would walk away, come back, gobble. Now, if you see her eat like regular food, which we feed her dry food, she'll eat a little bit, walk away, come back maybe an hour later, eat a little bit. She's a what I call a muncher, or you know, she doesn't really eat. She eats a little bit, walks away. This, she sit there and ate. She was there for like about 10 minutes. I might be exaggerating, maybe 5 minutes. She walked away for maybe 10 minutes, came back, ate some more, walked away. I'm telling you, I was absolutely in shock that she ate as much as she ate, and she really was seemed like she and was enjoying it. I knew I had to tell my friend about it, because we were talking about, you know, how unusual she is. She doesn't drink milk. She doesn't do this. But something about that Trader Joe's tuna made her lose it. I'm telling you, I've made tuna bumblebee, star kiss. She just never would eat it, but Trader Joe's. And the reason why I think this, and you guys are probably going to roll your eyes at this, but Trader Joe's is like, everything's like organic. When we go, there's like, you know, the meat, the like this. I love steaks, by the way. I'm very carnivorous. The steaks are the cows are grass fed. So we milk, you know, everything. There's no pesticides on the vegetables and the fruits and everything. And the tuna's the same way now. How do they compare the tuna to regular tunas? Because tuna's tuna. You just go into the sea and get it out. I don't think that there's any difference in it, but apparently it is. I don't know whether these are our homegrown tunas, and you know, they have their own like hotel they live in, and until you kill them. I know I'm being sarcastic or whatever, but seriously, she really enjoyed it, and I was so in shock that she did, because normally she won't eat it. So I'm scared to, you know, yesterday we did the same thing. We forgot to get some, you know, food. We had another can of tuna in there. So now I'm kind of like, I told him, I'm kind of nervous. I don't want her to get used to that taste. Even though I don't mind, you know, giving it to her like maybe once or twice a month. But I know a friend of mine who used to feed her cat dry food. And then all of a sudden, she, same way with us, she forgot to buy it or something like that. And they gave her a can of tuna and she refused to eat the dry food after that. I do not want that to happen with Diva, because tuna is extremely expensive. Her dry food is not. And I am not going to buy her, you know, tuna, especially from Trader Joe's. Their tuna is like about $3 or $4 a can. And when I say those, the little cans, they're the small, like almost the individual cans is what they are. Even though the one that I got, I think is a little bit, well, not her, but the one I got is a little bit bigger. Something about the Trader Joe's, I didn't want it. We had that tuna maybe about 6 or 7 months, but I went in and had him buy Bumblebee tuna, because I like bumblebee tuna, but I was really, really shocked that she ate so much of it. Well, she ate all of it, basically, until the point we had to, you know, give her another can. We had two cans in there because I was going to make a tuna, you know, tuna salad for the family, which I ended up making it anyway, but I went and got bumblebee tuna instead of using that. But I was really, really, like, shocked. So I'm hoping, of all hopes, that she is not used to this now already and will be refusing her regular food, because, yeah, we're not having it. We really aren't. I'm hopeful. I have Havana Sims, Princess Havana Sims. She has a project that she's doing. I honestly forgot what the project is. Right now I know it's See, this is what happens when you don't get enough sleep. I swear, I'm starting to be like, kind of like not being able to pronounce words or kind of forgetful. But seriously, this is, I'm seriously at a loss of the word I was going to use. And I know the word, but I'm at a loss. But you guys know when somebody redoes something on a house. And I don't know whether I want to say re-innovating, because that's not it. Wow. I'm embarrassed, but I'm not, because you guys already know how I am. Those who are new to this channel, trust me, I'm all over the place. I'm always all over the place. But anyway, she has us, you know, doing redoing this house in The Sims. So I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to do that, because I'm really excited about it. She did the golf house. Those of you familiar with The Sims, she redid the golf house, had us do that. And I never finished it. I always say I'm going to do it, but I'm so tired and so out of it that I notice that, you know, I'm absolutely drained. Like now, I'm literally drained. I don't know why, but it's like I'm tired. My eyes are like kind of drooping. I hate this. I hate this feeling. I hate not being able to sleep at night. And I know I'm going to have to talk to my doctor, but see, here I am getting all off course again. What I was going to say is that I'm hoping to be able to do that today or tomorrow, you know, spend some time and do something I like to do. I love doing Let's Plays. And for those of you who don't know what Let's Plays are, is when you play a game, whether it be The Sims or World of Warcraft or the new thing, Mortal Kombat, you record it, you kind of like talk, you know, through it, and you load it up on YouTube or load it up on Twitch, or if you load it up on Twitch, you're doing it live. And you basically play while people watch. And I bet you guys are saying, people really do that? People really do that. I used to do it myself until I was talked into actually doing my own show. And I like it. It's fun, but I have not been able to do anything here lately. So unfortunately, I've been in a limbo where I've been so tired or just get home and just basically veg out and not do anything. But anyway, I'm going to get me a drink of water. That's what I'm calling it, because I'm trying to stop the Pepsis. I'm trying to stop the Dr. Peppers, but that's been something that's been like getting to me. I haven't been able to do it. But anyway, I will be back in a couple of minutes. See you then.
Kerosene.
If you have just joined me, my name is Samaza Sam Sugar. It is 10:19 in my fair city, actually 10:16. I apologize. Gave me the wrong time. I am in California. Those of you who are on the East Coast, I think it is 10:11, 12:1. Yeah, 1 o'clock. And those of you who are in the South, like Texas and North Carolina, I think North Carolina is considered, is that? Or is that just Alabama, Mississippi? Anyway, it's 12:17. You have to excuse me today. The only reason why I'm doing this show is because I'm trying to get in the routine of doing it. I am so tired right now. You cannot believe it. I was sitting there going, why don't you just lay down and get another nap? So I think I might do that. I just hate when I have an off day and I'm spending in the bed sleep, which I know sometimes maybe that's what you need. Sometimes you need to relax, sleep, but I feel guilty if I sleep all day. Well, I never sleep all day, but I feel guilty. I feel like I haven't accomplished anything, and I feel like the day's gone by, because next thing I look up and I always do my off days, which is so silly. By the time that I get up and I'm at work until the time that like the job is over. So to me, and I know this is so bizarre, but I do it. When I am, my hours are from 9 to 6. So at 6 o'clock on my off days, I start feeling like bad, because I think, God, my day's over, because I'm measuring my day by the hours I work, which is so stupid, I know, and it's so silly, because I have the whole day ahead of me, even though, you know, the evening. So on my last day, cause of course I get 2 days back to back, good Lord, unless, you know, I do overtime, which is quite a bit of time too. But what I've learned is that on the last day of my off day, like the second day, I tend to get not depressed, but like saddened when it's 6 o'clock or 6:15. I start getting sad on my off day, because I realize that to me, my day's over, because that's the time I would have worked. Does that make any sense to anyone? If it doesn't, then, you know, I know I'm like a weird person, and I've got so many, you know, crazy thoughts going on as far as that. Now, wait a minute, not that crazy, just bizarre. But I've noticed that, you know, that's the way I kind of govern my off days, which I need to just sit there and enjoy the off days instead of, you know, trying to analyze it or put in, you know, I need to put perspective that it's your off day. You need to enjoy yourself. But I have a bad habit, extremely bad habit of kind of mimicking my day by that. Because, like, say, for instance, right now it's like 10:19, so I would have only been at work for an hour. So I'm still kind of like, okay, I would have been at work. This is good. I'm still home. But then again, I'm tired. I want to sleep. And I realize that, oh, shoot, that's going to be like sleeping my day where I don't want to do that. But sometimes you need to rest because your body just can take so much, you know, until your body basically shuts down and it, you know, until it takes a lot. But I'm going to honestly start, you know, getting more rest or trying to. But it's really hard. That's why I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit in the upcoming shows about the diabetic lifestyle, because, you know, people make fun of diabetics a lot because they think that all we do is sit around and eat and just get fat and that's it. And it is so much more than that. You know, that's just not how we live our lives. We really, really don't. And I really want to kind of educate people. When I was in Second Life, I was really trying to educate people on, you know, what being a diabetic is and what it means and how, you know, how your life kind of like goes with that, because a lot of people have, you know, myths about you know, being a diabetic. But here I am, I'm getting off track right now. But I will be talking to you guys about that. Someone has also asked me to discuss anxiety, which I will definitely do. I'm trying to get some guests on my show that are comfortable with discussing it, because a lot of people don't want to talk about it, you know, because when you feel kind of like you're not in control, or you kind of get yourself where you feel like, you know, you're not perfect. Well, none of us is perfect, but you know what I'm saying, because you let stuff get to you. But people need to start realizing that you have no control over it. You know, a lot of times we have anxiety attacks. You have no control over it. It's just how your body chemistry is and how you view life. Doesn't make you weak. It just means you're human, basically. And it means you're aware of your, you know, your feelings. But we will talk about that. I'm getting a lot of requests still about Michael Jackson. To me, that's old news. I don't want to talk about that because I don't want to I don't want to know. Because everybody's saying, you know, you really need to watch, you know, Leaving Neverland. I don't want to know. I guess when it says, you know, what you don't know won't hurt you. So I really don't want to know. I'm not a real big fan of Michael Jackson. I love his music, you know, and I used to feel like he was, you know, a childlike, you know, young man or whatever, man, not young man, but I don't know. That's something I'm still battling with. I will be doing talking about Jesse Smollett. However you say that boy's last name, I will be talking about him and giving an update as I see. Someone asked me to talk about Nipsey Hussle. I don't know anything about Nipsey Hussle, just about basically what I've heard of his name. But, you know, since his death, I've learned more about him, and I don't want to talk about something that, you know, even though you guys know I always talk about things I don't know a damn thing about. I don't fear that. You guys know I'll get on the subject and be like, yeah, well, boy, and be Googling while I'm talking to you. But I you know, I want to kind of respect his memory and so forth, so I just won't be talking. But there are, I do know two people who had opinions about what happened and opinions about what, you know, went down. So I'm really thinking about bringing them on so they can kind of discuss a little bit. But it's, for some reason, I don't know why it affected me. Me and a friend of mine, Danielle, it affected both of us, you know, because she found out and showed it to me, the article, well, anyway, the news break or the news flash. And for some reason, even though I've never heard of this young man, it still affected me in some kind of way, as if, I don't know. I mean, you always hear about people who lose their life and you feel sad, or even if you don't know them, there's so much, you know, there's so much in the news lately that you're starting to feel kind of numb to it, you know. And I want to talk about that too, how there's so much going on in the world and you're starting to feel numb, which is scary when things don't affect you like they used to, when you kind of look at things like it being the norm, even though it's like sad and tragic, you know, you look at things of like it's really the, you know, the norm. And that's how I'm starting to see things, as being like just the norm. And I hate that I feel that way, or that I'm starting to be that way. But unfortunately, that's how I think that's how our lives are coming to, where things we hear about, we just don't even, you know, I mean, we react to them, but it's like, oh, this again, or, oh, you know, another person's died, oh, another school shooting, you know, I feel sad, God, you know, let's pray for them or whatever. But it's, I don't know, it's starting to be so frequent that it's becoming scary. You know, it really, really is. And it's, I think the thing that scares me more than anything is the fact that I'm becoming like used to it or numb to it or what have you. Just like, you know, I also want to talk about the homeless situation, because now it's like, I remember when I was a kid, when you saw a homeless person, you know, it was really rare. Well, in my case, it was rare, maybe because of where I lived at or what have you, but it was really rare to see someone homeless. And as soon as you saw them, you thought, oh my God, you know, poor person. But now you see them so much. And from what I've learned, some of them don't mind living that way, which is sad, but we will talk about that in upcoming shows. But I really want to start bringing you interesting subjects, because a lot of times I'll listen to some talk show hosts and I'm bored, and I don't want to be bored. I mean, it depends on the subject, the topic, you know, the person. You know, I always think of myself, you know, before I come on air, believe it or not, I'm like so like nervous and wanting to make sure that I bring to my listeners something positive or something eye-opening or awakening, or for them to go, God, you know, I can't wait to hear what else she has to say, because my opinion means nothing unless you listen to it and you feel like it means something. I mean, to me, it means a lot. But to other person, it's just like, what do they say? You know, everybody has an opinion, and, you know, just like everybody has whatever. But it's like something I want to make sure that, you know, I bring you guys information that you're interested in. So that's why I urge you, encourage you, you know, to hit me up on Suga, S-U-G-A, Samaz, S-A-M-A-Z, at yahoo.com. Yes, I still use a Yahoo account because I like Yahoo more than I do Gmail. I don't know why. I just do. I guess I'm just, like my grandma used to say, I'm just old school. You know, kicking it old school. So I'm hoping that, you know, if you guys have something that you want to talk about, or, you know, I have a friend of mine who wanted to discuss, but she's scared to come on, how it is when, you know, I don't want to say baby's father. I hate that, a baby daddy. Let's just say the father of your children has a new woman in their life. How do you feel about the new woman's relationship with your children? You know, you, I don't want to say jealous of it, or are you okay with it, or do you think she'll mistreat your kids, or, you know, what have you? But we're going to talk about that as well and discuss that. But anyway, it is almost time for me to go, so I'm going to leave you guys. I'm hoping to be on Friday. I'm hoping also to let you know what my new hours will be starting in June. I think the end of June, my new hours will definitely change, and hopefully I'll be able to do and bring more to you. Until then, thank you so much for joining. You could be anywhere in the virtual world that you please to be, but you decided to be here on air with me, and it's greatly appreciated. Until next time, mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.